Well, good afternoon, Walker Bible Baptist Church. I'm happy to be able to share some of the Word of God with you here today. Again, I hope that you're able to come to services. You know, if like we said before, for some reason you're not, we completely understand, and we ask you to be, you know, still be safe as we still handle the coronavirus and things like that. But man, I'm excited. It was a good service last week. I'm praying for the same thing tomorrow. Once again, today's Saturday. But I'm looking forward to seeing what God's going to do. And man, it's good to get back together. Today, we're going to be in the book of Matthew. We're going to start in Matthew chapter 5. I would ask you, this would be a lot of work for Brother Bauman to try to put each verse I'm going to read at the bottom of the screen. So if you're in a place where you are sitting down, you have your Bible, or somewhere where you can follow along, that would be helpful. If you can just, we're going to stay in these chapters. Before I do that, I wanted to read two verses from the book of John. John chapter 6, and then we're going to jump over to Matthew chapter 5, and we'll stay in that area for the rest of the time. But John chapter 6, we're going to go there in a minute. You know, there is some unique times that we're living in right now, from the coronavirus and shutting down a lot of businesses, and I trust God's been providing for your needs while some of you were out of work. And now things are starting to get back together, ramping back up. But, you know, it's not normal. We're all still waiting for the normal. I want things to get back to normal how they were. And, we can see moving in that direction finally, which is a blessing and an encouragement that we'll get there soon. And then this last week, we had a lot of protests and even riots breaking out. And even in of course, in Rochester, but even in up in Brockport, I saw some people out there holding up signs, and you know, it's a unique time to be in. These last couple months have been very unique, and they bring a lot of questions and concerns, and well, what about this, and what does this mean? And I thought, man, out of all the messages that would help us, and I had a different message prepared for today, and last night, I believe God, and he inspires these messages, if I'm faithful to pray, that he led me to Matthew chapter 5, what we're going to do today. And I'm still waiting to preach the other one, and it's been weeks, I've been waiting. Maybe it's just a terrible message, and God isn't ever going to give me peace about preaching it. But today we're going to be here, and I thought, man, what does the world need? You know, you look at some chaos that's going on, even around the whole world is affected by both these events. Even some of the protests that we're protesting over in major cities in Europe and things. You know, there's a movement in the world for, you know, anarchy and chaos and things like that. And you feel, man, I can't even really affect local politics, it seems, let alone you talk of our nation. And then a lot of people complain about the governor and the president. And, you know, what can I do? What can I do to change it? And you know, as an American, peaceful protesting is, you know, one of the ways we can affect change. But as a Christian, which I believe is more important, that we're followers of Christ, that should be the most important part of our identity. And what can we do with it? I mean, how do you explain all this, guys? If your friend asks you, what do you think about all this? What do you, the election's coming up this year too. What do you think about the economy? Was it right, wrong? Who's making the right decisions? Who's wrong? Are the cops all evil? Is there worse racism than ever in our country? And man, you might not know how do I answer? What are these? What can I do? What can I say? And then I thought about these verses here in John, which then led me to Matthew. And it says Christ is speaking in John 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth; the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. Speaking, Christ is saying that. Outside the flesh, I mean, we can do things. I was just painting at my house, and it's coming along. Little by little, I think I was just looking. I still have paint specks all over my glasses that I'm looking through from trying to paint the ceiling. And you look, stand back, and oh, that looks pretty good. I finished a job. We have one room done so far. And you can stand back and look at it and think, man, that it's good. I'm done. Check that room off. Yeah, I did something. That's not the profit we're talking about here. I mean, we can do things in our flesh that have meaning, but eternal meaning. And working through our flesh, that doesn't produce anything in eternity. And that's what life is really about, not just our time here, but what comes after. the flesh that we have, it doesn't help in it. The words of Christ, it's the Spirit that quickeneth. The words that he speaks, they are spirit and they are life. And if we jump down a couple verses to verse 68, well, let's do 67 as well. Then Jesus, well, let's go back one more step, sorry. Verse number 66, after this message that Christ just finishes, and that verse 63 was almost the end of it, verse 66, he finishes, and it says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. After Christ finishes his message talking about the power of the Spirit, and he is the bread of life, this chapter is full of that, people walk, well, I don't know about this guy. And then he says to the 12, the apostles, and then Jesus said unto the 12, verse 67, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And of all the chaos, out of all the speeches, out of all the protests, out of all my opinions, your opinions, talk radio's opinions, the CNN coverage, out of all those things, man, it's sometimes you just look and you think, man, the flesh profiteth nothing. That people go back and forth year after year, president after president, generation after generation, and it seems like it's the same problems keep coming again and again and again. Because the flesh profiteth nothing. It's in the Spirit. It's in Christ that we find the words of eternal life. It's in him that we find victory and hope and meaning and purpose. It's in the words of Christ. And as I thought about the words of Christ, some of my favorite passages of Scripture are here in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. It's commonly known as the Sermon on the Mount. And it starts off with the Beatitudes. And you may have heard these things. Sometimes you'll even see them on plaques on walls and restaurants and things. These are some of my favorite passages, not because they're the most soothing. Some of the verses are very good at giving comfort and hope, but some are very challenging. And man, out of these chapters, as we go through them, I'm going to read them. And I ask that you follow along. And as we follow along, maybe mark a few, maybe underline a phrase, maybe on a separate notepad, or maybe just meditate out of one or two that might stick in your mind as we go through them. Because these chapters, I mean, they will fill from this moment to the end of your life. You can work just on shaping your life around these passages. These are challenging verses, but this is practical Christian living. You can go to the extreme of the very details of doctrine. I just listened to a debate on pre- and post-millennialism. And you know, it's interesting, but it doesn't affect my day-to-day life. It didn't affect what I did yesterday. These verses shape Christianity. Like, what is my day like? Who am I? How do I live in this world of chaos? How do I be a testimony? These passages will be your guide. And I'm just going to read through them. I'm not going to stop the comment. I don't have any points. I just thought, man, what do we need more than anything? Just like Peter said, where will we go? To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We need the words of Christ. So follow along with me here. He is preaching on a mountain with his disciples and the crowd over in Israel. We got to a mountain that overlooked the sea. And you know, it's kind of a spot where they say this could have been. They don't know where this actually happened, but this could have been the spot where Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount. And I got to give a devotion there. It was great. And I don't know if the devotion was any good, but being there was really neat. To be on this the hill, the mount where Jesus was, and went over that exact spot, but in that area right there, and man, be able to share his words there on the mountain. It was fantastic. And think about that. You know, in your mind, before we get started, maybe picture that you're sitting on a hill or in your chair, if you're in your kitchen or your job or in your car, wherever you are, your living room. And man, that Christ is, because these are his words. These aren't my words. These are the words of Christ. These are the words that changed the world. These are the words that brought multitudes to him. Same words. So let's listen to the words of Christ. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou shalt be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out, and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off, and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. It hath been said, Whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. Again, ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, neither by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Ye have heard that it hath been said, An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, But whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor, and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. I hope you're still with me. Follow along. And I know it can maybe be a little boring, I don't have the voice of some great orator here. But follow along. Listen to these words of Christ. Chapter number 6. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou dost thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, you use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have the reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Wherefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Here we go into the last chapter, chapter number 7. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment shall ye judge? For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye mete it, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name hath cast out devils, and in thy name hath done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Man, I trust that was a blessing to you. As I said before I began, these verses are such an encouragement and a challenge to me. And I think it's fitting how Jesus, he obviously knew what he was doing when he preached these words. How he ended that story. What is our house built on? Whether it's your personal life, your family, our church, our communities, our government, it needs to be built on the words, the principles of God. And what a blessing to know. I'm sure as we read through this, you've heard a lot of these verses. And maybe just to put them in context, imagine all that coming at you in one sermon. What a great sermon, the words of Christ. Man, pick a portion, maybe memorize a couple verses. Maybe just, man, if God really touched your heart with one of these sections, work on that, amen. It's as I got to preach last week, we need to start by focusing on our relationship with God and who we are. And that's what the world needs. It needs Christians who are Christians. It needs lost people to become Christians. Because it's only the words of Christ that can affect the world. This is what we need to share. This is what we need to live by. Amen. I am all set, Brother Bauman.